Where did your parents come from before they came to Denver?
Well, my father was a Cornishman. He comes from Fowey in Cornwall. He was one of nine children, and his father was a tin miner. I've been back to Fowey twice and reminisced just a little bit of the path that my dad may have walked there, and I've looked at his grade school and have enjoyed the history of that he participated in there. My mother is from London, and they were both from the southern part of England, basically.
Did they meet here in Canada?
They met here in Canada on a blind date.
Oh, really? was that like, did they come to Vancouver, Burnaby area, or had they go somewhere else first and then came here?
Well, my father had come, he had originally gone into the United States. There were about three cousins that all came at about the same time. They, for whatever reason, moved from the United States to the Winnipeg area, where my uncle subsequently became the head of the Canada Steamship Lines, the freight manager for Western Canada from Winnipeg West. My other uncle, Bert, he was a bit of a jack of all trades, but he was in the dairy industry as well, and worked for a number of the old companies of Vancouver, and finally retired up around the Gibsons area. And then my dad, who stayed in the dairy industry pretty much all his life. So it's...
So he came out to and settled in Burnaby when he first came out here?
And well, originally Vancouver and then Burnaby. And my mother, in about 1910, they moved from London, and they moved down to about Pryor in Maine. She went to, she was one of the original students in Mount Pleasant School. Not a very good part of town now, but at that time it was a residential area, and they just walked up the hill to go to the school, and then subsequently moved out into the sticks, as it was called in those days, just at McGregor in Portland, and drew water from the ravines. And by way of a clothesline, they built a weir dam in the creek that was at the bottom of the ravine, and they would use a clothesline to take the bucket down to the weir, and they would let it fall into the water, fill it up, and then they would pull it off. And if they got careless, then of course the bucket would go down, then they'd have to go down and hook it out, and and it was quite considerably more difficult to get water that way. And funnily enough, I can still remember playing in that same area, or a bit of a cut in the side of the ravine. It was all very gravelly soil, and we used to use the old pans out of the Model T Fords to sit in, and we would use them as toboggans right down the bottom of the ravine. And of course, a lot of the people used those areas for disposing of their old cans and bottles and everything like that. Pretty darn dangerous when I look back at it now, but I don't recall any of us getting really hurt. But it was just one of those other experiences for fun and the like. And we used to fish in all the creeks along the many ravines on the south side of Burnaby here as well, and used to be quite successful at catching reasonably sized trout. And of course, when the spawners used to come up, the Dolly Varden trout would follow them up, and we used to try and trap them or catch them in any fashion at all. Most of the ways, most illegal, by trying to club them with a stick.
That's probably perhaps, I don't know if that is an easy way or not, actually.
Well, you used to chase them down because the water's so shallow in some places that if you get them into that area, then they were exposing themselves, and you could sometimes strike them enough that you would stunt them and be able to pull them from the water, you see. And some of those, you know, they would be 16, 17 inches long.
So they used to come in from the river?
Yes, yeah. When the big spawners would come up to spawn, and you see, literally dozens of salmon in the creek just rotting away after they had spawned. And there used to be a lot of bears in this area. And my mother, living again at Port Lemming Gray, used to go down to what was Riverway East School, which is now Glenwood. Mm-hmm. It's not Glenwood anymore, but there's a school there. Mm-hmm. And that was about a two-room school. And she used to have to walk all the way through the trail system, and often they would encounter a bear or a cougar or a deer. Mm-hmm. It was very rural in those days, you know.